It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. How often do you think about the place where you live? Witold Rybczynski, a professor of urbanism at the University of Pennsylvania, talks about the things that make up a city in his latest book. Our reviewer, Bob Volpicelli, is from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Have you ever wondered who organizes the complex organisms that are our cities? Ever thought, who planned that park, those intersections, the skyline? What's more, have you ever considered what our cities will look like in 10 years? 20? 100? These are just some of the questions raised and cogently answered by Witold Rybczynski in his latest book, Makeshift Metropolis, Ideas About Cities. Rybczynski is a professor of urbanism at the University of Pennsylvania. He's made a long career out of explaining the ins and outs of architecture. In Makeshift Metropolis, Rybczynski sets out the birth of town planning at the turn of the 20th century. Then he shows how town planning evolved into modern urban design. Aimed at a wide audience, Rybczynski's book often achieves an unexpected gracefulness. He fluidly synthesizes the key players and concepts that gave rise to America's cities. The first half of Makeshift Metropolis illustrates the ideas that have thus far dominated urban design. Rybczynski gives a sense of how urban planners traded in one big idea for the next. He describes, for example, how the classical civic buildings of the City Beautiful movement eventually gave way to the ultra-modern look pioneered by the French architect Le Corbusier. But Rybczynski reminds us even the ultra-modern goes out of style. He cites Jane Jacobs, who remains one of our most influential urban thinkers. By the mid-1960s, Jacobs was busy bashing Le Corbusier's mega-metropolises. She argued that cities should be less a product of rigorous organization and more of organic, spontaneous growth. In the end, however, no one thinker defines the metropolis. Rather, the typical American city constitutes a makeshift piecing together of different designs. Each city preserves something of the history of the plans that have come in and out of favor among city planners. Moving from one metropolis to the next, Rybczynski makes several stops that will pique the attention of the Pennsylvania reader. Harrisburg gets flattering mention for the lasting appeal of its riverfront development. Philadelphia, on the other hand, gets an unfavorable review for its lackluster effort at becoming post-industrial and for the confused vision of some of its recent projects, like Penn's Landing. All poor planning aside, this book culminates with a hopeful peek into the future. Rybczynski's two final chapters are entitled The Kinds of Cities We Want and The Kind of Cities We Need. It is clear that the cities Americans want are dispersed, newer, and smaller. The cities we need, however, are denser and more sustainable. If there's anything missing from Makeshift Metropolis, it's here, at the end. Rybczynski leaves it unclear how Americans will balance their urban wants and needs. Perhaps this is because they can't.
That book is Makeshift Metropolis, Ideas About Cities, by Witold Rybczynski, published by Scribner. Our reviewer, Bob Volpicelli, is a PhD candidate in English at Penn State University Park. In some of his work, Volpicelli looks at how the city is portrayed in modern literature. He has a sister he plans to share the book with, who's an architect. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.